It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You always notice when your significant other starts acting differently. Mm. Like maybe they didn't have a password on their phone, and then all of a sudden they got a password on their phone. Why are they doing that?
Good
or maybe
question.
They got a second phone. Why are they doing that?
Or
maybe they opened up a whole new phone store. What's up with that?
Okay, what? No. The business?
It's all about phones most of the time. But it still freaks you out nonetheless when you notice that their behavior is changing, especially when you're 2 weeks away from marrying them. And that's what's going on with Haley right now, who's on the phone for an Awkward Tuesday phone call. What's up, Haley?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I was going to say congratulations, but your tone doesn't sound like I should right now.
I mean, there's just a lot going on. I'm just getting married in a couple weeks, and I feel like I can't talk to my fiance, and everything's just, he's
okay.
Just being weird.
All right, it sounds like you're about to explode, Haley. Breathe a little bit.
For real.
It's going to be, well, we don't know if it's going to be okay, but we're going to do the Awkward Tuesday phone call, and hopefully it'll clear some things up for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start from the beginning. What is going on?
So I live with my fiance, Joseph.
Okay.
And we just, this really weird thing happened a few days ago, and I'm trying to talk to him about it, but he will not talk to me about it.
Okay, so what happened?
So 2 nights ago, mm-hmm. I was just waiting for him to come home from work. I was just doing a little laundry, and I heard the door open, and I stopped what I was doing, and I was like, I'm going to just to go say hi. And I see him and catch him trying to sneak into our bedroom. And he wasn't wearing any pants.
Wait, hold up. Whoa. Are you saying that your fiance came home pantsless and tried to sneak into the bedroom?
Yeah. I mean, he had a shirt on. He just didn't have his pants on.
Does he normally go out wearing just a shirt, no pants? Or is this a new thing?
No, he doesn't. He was at work.
Hold on. I mean, obviously, like, maybe he spilled something on his pants on the way home, or there's got to be a logical explanation, right?
Well, exactly. That's what I thought. So I said, I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, where are your pants? I mean, and then he shut the door on me and locked it. And whoa. I was like, what's happening? What's going on? And he said, I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea why my pants are gone.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
And just to clarify, he was sober, right?
Yes, he was definitely sober.
Okay.
And, like, he's not the kind of guy who goes out and gets drunk. I mean, he drove home. Like, your car was there.
Yeah.
And after he said, I don't know, I pushed him on that. Like, what the hell? I was like, what do you mean? Like, you don't have pants on. Where are your pants?
Yeah, there are some answers you get where you're like, okay, fine. I don't really need an explanation for that.
Yeah.
But if somebody comes home with no pants on, there should be a story behind that.
Right. And then it got weirder. He says, I guess I left them at work.
I guess I
left them at work.
What? I mean, if he's trying to cover himself on this one, he's doing a really bad job, because every statement just brings a lot more questions.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It makes no sense. And so it just sounded like he was starting to make things up. And he told me that he worked out at the office and then forgot his pants there, he guesses,
on
the way home.
All right.
So he's working out with no pants on?
Or he changed and claiming that he forgot his pants and got in the car and was like, got all the way home and was like, oh, hey, whoa, where'd my pants go?
I knew it was a little chilly.
Yeah.
Right. But then he was just like, I just don't really want to talk about it right now.
Huh.
So I just kind of like let him be that night. But I mean, obviously, like, it's like psycho. I've been trying to bring it up with him these past few days, but he won't talk to me about it. It's like freaking me out, you know, like, it's like I can tell that something's bothering him, and he keeps shutting me down. I try to talk to him about it, and it's like we're getting married in a couple weeks, and
yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna marry a guy who comes home and doesn't wear pants and then doesn't talk to me about it. Like, it doesn't make
wait
sense.
Hold up. Does he like to play pranks on you?
No, he's not like that at all. He's like the most sweetest, kindest, like everything out on the table kind of person. This is the weirdest, I don't know what's happening.
Okay, and he won't give you any kind of answer, like a real answer.
No, and like usually it's not like we don't hide things from each other, and I need him to be open and honest if we're going to be getting married, and I just don't know what to do.
So wait, what are your theories right now? Because you sound like a person who has only thought about this every single minute of the day the last 2 days.
But that's the thing. It's like, I have no idea. Like, unless he was, like, mugged or something. And but why would they take his pants? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like,
but shows that you
me about it.
Shows you trust him a lot if your mind goes to mugged instead of cheating and forgot his pants somewhere.
Right?
But even if you're cheating, how do you forget your pants?
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Are you just
the
worst?
Thing.
Yeah. Like, the worst cheater in the whole world?
Yeah, like, even if he didn't have a shirt on, it'd be one thing. But the pants?
But the pants, I know. Yeah, like, it makes no sense.
It's not a forget on? Type of thing.
Yeah. I have no idea, and that's why I'm calling. I need help. I don't know how to get him to talk to me about it, and I need to.
I need to
find out what happened if we're going to get married.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Again, I think that you'll still be able to get married. There's got to be something about going pantsless that isn't as bad as we think it could be. I don't know what.
Well, yeah, I hope so. All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back, give you a little advice on how to approach him. And then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call and ask him why he didn't have pants that night.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I've figured it out. I don't even think there's any need to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Really?
Haley?
What?
You want to call your fiancé and ask him why he came home the other day with no pants on and couldn't explain it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's obvious why that happened.
No, it isn't.
I
can't think of it.
Everyone is perplexed.
How is it obvious?
Oh, man, such simple minds.
What? Okay.
Obviously, he was abducted by aliens.
Oh, come on. That's why he couldn't talk about it.
And that's why on his way home from work, he vanished for a little while into a light, came back down. The aliens gave his shirt, his underwear, and his shoes back. But obviously...
Yeah.
They liked his pants.
Duh.
Aliens, big fans of JNCO. Not many people knew that.
Because her fiancé's wearing JNCO to his professional job.
Yeah, I don't know why he's wearing those, Haley.
Yeah.
His fault, though.
Yeah.
All right. Very funny.
Okay. You're obviously not in the mood. And that's fine. But yes, Haley is about to call her fiancé and ask why he came home with no pants on.
Now, Haley, you're getting married in 2 weeks.
Yes.
If he tells you something as crazy as the alien excuse, is that going to be grounds for calling it off?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, if he's insane.
I just need to know where your boundaries are, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if he gave me some story about being abducted by aliens, that's pretty bad. And he can't even he can't tell me the truth, and he has to tell me that.
Well, here's what I think you need to do, because you wanted some advice on how to approach him, right? I think you have to show him that you're serious. If you talk to him about it and he starts to dodge you again, I don't think there's anything wrong with you going, hey, unless you answer my question truthfully, I don't think we can get married.
Whoa,
you need to show him that you're serious.
That's an ultimatum.
Oh, my God.
We're already hiding lies.
Well, it is an ultimatum, but it's an I mean, do you want to get married to this guy if you never find this out?
See,
I mean, that just seems a little harsh, right?
You could make it softer by saying, I'm having second thoughts about getting married.
I feel like you go in and you say that you have been assuming that he's cheating. And unless he tells you otherwise, that's what your assumption is. Because then he has to come clean, right?
I guess. I mean, they just both seem like a lot.
I'll dial his phone number right now and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Hanging out. How's work going?
Really, really busy. I have a report that's due, like, in about half an hour, so kind of caught me at a bad time.
Okay, I know you have to go, but I really need to talk to you about what happened the other night.
Oh, can we talk about that later?
Babe, I'm sorry, but it's been 2 days and you came home without pants. Like, come on, that's not normal. Like, we need to be able to talk to each other. And
I really don't want to talk about it right now. I mean, I'm at work, right? I have this report I have to get done. And
I know, I heard you, Joseph. But we are supposed to get married in 2 weeks and... Listen, we have to talk about this. Like, I've been thinking about every situation or everything that could have happened, and you won't tell me.
Okay,
I'm freaking out over here.
Haley, listen, we can talk about it later, okay? I promise I'll talk to you about it later.
No, we can't. You always say that. You always put it off or brush me off, okay? It's really, really important to me that we talk about it right now, okay?
I meant work. Can it wait till we get home?
Joseph, you came home in your underwear with no pants on. Do you really think I can't let this go? We have to talk about this. It's not normal. It's weird. I don't know what's going on. I just don't know if we can get married.
Wait, whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean? We have a wedding in 2 weeks.
We've been planning this whole thing. Yes, we're getting married. I need to know the truth. You can't hide these things from me. I know it's bothering you.
Oh, man. Please don't make me say it right now. I'm not quite ready to tell you what happened, but I will.
I've waited too long. I've been trying to talk to you about this. We're supposed to be able to talk to each other.
This, okay. Look, planning the wedding is really, really stressful. It's really stressful, and I've
deadlines
at work.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Okay. The truth is, I was driving home the other night, and I saw a massage parlor sign on the side of the road, and I thought with everything going on and how stressed I was and everything, I would just stop and get a massage. So I did, and I went in, and I was getting the massage and everything, and all of a sudden, this woman that was giving me the massage, she started to do or try to do stuff for me.
Wait, what?
I didn't tell her to do it. I mean, I didn't know it was going to happen, and I did not
Oh, my God. No, stop. You, Joseph, you let her do stuff to you?
No. She tried. She tried to do stuff to me. I didn't let her. That's why I ran out of there as fast as I could, and I forgot my pants. I didn't know it was that kind of massage place. I really didn't. I'm so sorry. I didn't know what kind of a place it was. I didn't. I just stopped, and then it just got out of hand, and I took off, and I came home without my pants. I didn't want to tell you because I'm so embarrassed, Haley, but I didn't know how to tell you that I almost cheated on you.
Oh, man. Don't go to massage places where it's just a neon sign and a dark window.
Hello?
The word parlor attached.
Wow.
Wait, what was that?
Hey, what's up, Joseph? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Hey, hi, Joseph.
What's up, man?
What the hell? Hey, Haley? Haley, are you there?
Yes, hi.
I'll tell him for you, Haley. It's Joseph, it's a segment we do on our show called The Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. Haley told us about you coming home with no pants on the other night, and she was trying to find an answer, and apparently you're a very bad judge of businesses.
Whoa, wait. You guys heard that whole thing?
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
We heard it all. Oh, I feel so bad for you. I really do.
This is on the radio?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, but at least everybody knows that you didn't cheat on your fiance.
Hey.
Oh, God, uh-huh. That's embarrassing.
Hey, I think that has probably happened more times than you realize, Joseph.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How did you not know what type of place you were going into?
It's hard to tell on some of these. Like,
not anymore.
No, my girlfriends and I, we went and got a pedicure at this place, and we had no idea until it was in the news later that's why the girls didn't know how to give pedicures.
What?
Yes,
really?
For real.
Dang.
Like, I totally understand, Joseph.
Maybe I'm just too in tune with that world, because I see, I can spot them every time I drive. I'm like, that's one, that's one, that's
no,
one, that's one.
Dude, the whole time the ladies acted like they were disgusted with our feet, and we're like, what's the deal?
Yeah, because
then there was the news that came out, and I'm like, oh, that was the deal.
You weren't getting the right service from them. They would have been completely ready to handle something else for you if you would have wanted.
It doesn't even matter that you didn't know what the place was. Honestly, you could have told me this. Like, it's weird.
But I couldn't tell you what happened right then, because if I told you I just went and got a massage, you wouldn't have believed me. I didn't have any pants.
As I just said, it is not like ideal, but I would have actually, if you told me, I trust you. It's weirder that you kept it hidden forever. I had to like freaking call this radio station to talk to you about it.
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I was embarrassed. It just freaked me out. I didn't know how to handle it.
By the way, Joseph, you are like the worst liar ever. You told her that you forgot them at work? Like, that was your gonna go to?
I was freaked out. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, of course.
I just couldn't tell her there was a massage parlor involved.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could have. Next time, or I guess hope there is not a next time. But like, you just, hopefully now, you know, just don't hide things from me. Like, nothing actually happened and nothing was your fault.
There's not going to be a next time. I promise. I promise there won't be a next time.
Never getting a massage again.
I'll even Yelp the massage parlor if I'm going to go there first.
No, those places still may have really good reviews. I would really not rely on Yelp on that one, Joseph.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
Right. So, sweetheart, listen, I'm really sorry, and I hope you're not mad at me. Are we okay?
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm just, we're fine. It's okay. It's
good.
Just maybe, like, we won't, like, tell people, you know?
I think it may be a little late.
Everybody listening to this right now.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Most people don't know who you are.
That's good.
It could be a good story for our grandkids one day.
That's not true. A grandkid story, Joseph.
Let me tell you about the one time I stopped off and almost got a rub and tug. It was
definitely not embarrassing.
No.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
A lot of people are texting in about today's Awkward Tuesday phone call saying they think it's a fake story.
Really?
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning thinking the guy's a liar. If you missed it, Haley wanted to call her fiancé Joseph. He came home the other day with no pants on and she didn't know why. And she called him, and his story is that he was stressed out and stopped to get a massage on the way home from work, but he went into one of those massage places.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as he figured out what it was, he ran out of there, but he forgot his pants.
Oh, man.
I totally believe it. I've accidentally got into one of those places. They're not that easy to spot all the time if you're not looking for it.
Yeah.
If you're not looking for it, if you've never been to one, you don't know, like, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man.
I don't know. I think if it's a massage place where the windows are all blacked out and there's just a neon sign that says massage and you go in there and, like, it's very obvious, I think, when you walk in.
The one I went to was more upscale. Okay, it was in an old house.
What? In an old house?
You should have known right then. Yeah. Anyway, most people think that he's lying. Remember, if you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, just email the show. We'll help you with your problem as long as you make an awkward phone call in exchange.